return for the year ended for 2019. This is a statutory requirement that we submit this, and the London Borough of Barnet was fined £1,000 in July 2017 for non-submission of the annual return. So it's a statutory requirement that we complete it.
Sorry, we're on item 5.
5B.
Section B at the moment, for those who've just joined us.
What page is that then?
There isn't a paper for it, it's just within the agenda. On the agenda, so it's verbal update at the moment.
Item 5, number little B.
Okay, so the return details information about scheme membership numbers, the employers within the fund, information about board members and officers. It doesn't include any information about the committee, just the board members. So their names, addresses and dates of birth and everything. Inside lead measurements have to be reported. It also includes information about the data quality scores. Now, you'll remember we had a big data improvement plan. And actually, the data scores have significantly improved over the last 12 months. We have to assess common data, which is names and addresses and dates of birth and things like that, which over the last 12 months has improved from 91% accurate to 95% accurate, which is a real, which is positive. We knew it was good. We should know that information. The bits that we're missing are, to an extent, address details for some of our deferred pensioner members, so those people who are no longer employed but still entitled to a pension scheme. And then scheme specific data, which is around service dates, pay history, etc., etc. Last year we were 71% accurate. This year that's improved to 95, which is an amazing piece of work by the administration team. We would never expect that necessarily to be 100%, and I think the pensions regulator accepts anything above 95% as good quality data, because service history will change, payroll data will change, etc., etc. So we have specific reports for that those data scores, and the team are working on an action plan to continue to maintain our data at very good scores and improve where we possibly can. As well as the LGPS, slightly aside from the boards, there are also scheme returns that need to be completed for the fire service pension schemes. Three returns are required for the fire service pension schemes because there are three different fire pension schemes. One key point that the committee needs to be aware of in terms of the fire service is that we didn't do the data scoring for the fire pension schemes. There are 333 members of the fire pension schemes in total. Active, deferred and retired. It hasn't been value for money to procure the same exercise for data quality for the fire as for the LGPS, which the admin the software provider was asking for the same price for 15,000 members for the LGPS as for 300 members for the fire service. However, we are now under notice from the pensions regulator that we need to complete this data scoring exercise by the 8th of April 2020. So we're undertaking a procurement exercise which closed 1 hour and 20 minutes ago for the submissions. So we're looking to find a supplier to undertake that work on our behalf. But as the pension fund committee is also undertakes scheme manager responsibilities for the fire pension schemes, which has its own separate fire pension board, I need to report that to you to just let you know that this is happening.
Will that transfer to Hampshire?
Yeah. No, it will transfer to the new combined fire authority.
Yes.
So there's only about 18 months or so that we will have that responsibility. Yeah. Okay. So going forward, one of the things that we need to report to you as committee is that those scheme returns are completed on an annual basis and improvements or issues that are arising therefrom.
Will it be a problem if we're supposed to be transferring them to another scheme or to another organisation? They'll say, well, they must be 100% accurate.
We are working, our fire pension, the admin team are working with colleagues from Hampshire's fire pension scheme to ensure that the data is accurate. And the fire pension board are on top of that and are monitoring that on a regular basis.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that's just to note that submission. On 5C, on